My name is Terry Toland, and I'm teaching second grade here at Stedman Elementary. And we moved up from Wyoming a couple of years ago. My husband works for the Forest Service, and so I was just waiting for a job to come open, and so pleased that I'm able to be a part of the staff. It's a wonderful learning community, and we enjoy Petersburg. We love all the many aspects it has, the beauty, the activities, and most of all the people. So we're happy to be here. We're excited, and I am so excited for a year with these kids in my class, and I think it's going to be a great year.
I'm Joanne Day, and I taught middle school here for 6 years. I've been teaching in Anchorage the last 6 years, so I'm really glad to be back. I'll be teaching the 9-10 integrated program, which is a combination of math, science, and language arts. I also have a freshman health and two standards math classes.
This is going to be very different than teaching in a big school district like Anchorage. So, and you've had the experience now in both places, so it's obviously you decided to come back to small town.
I did. I am really excited about the small class sizes and really being able to focus and work with the kids instead of having a class size of 34 and 36.
Wow, it's that big up there.
It's 38 this year.
Wow, and that's for a lot of the classes?
Yeah, for pretty much my whole school that I left.
Wow, and we have here, what, roughly 20 or so or less?
I have 15 in my health class. That's the largest.
My name is Barb Marifern, and I've been working with the school district for several years now in different capacities, mainly as a special ed aide. And so I am now moving up to be a teacher for the preschool and kindergarten special ed program. And it's something I feel very passionate about. Early education is very important for these young kids, and I've already worked with a lot of these children, so I know them well, and I'm very excited for this coming new year.
Hi, I'm Ashley DeRoss. I'm the new art teacher at the high school, and I'm from New Jersey, the East Coast. And I decided to come all the way over to the West Coast and settle in Petersburg because I like to travel a lot, and I've never been to Alaska. It's always been something I was kind of curious about. I never made it over here. And I wanted to relocate and just start in a whole new environment, new people, just see new things and just start my career somewhere brand new, fresh.
Do you have a particular area of art that you specialize in?
Oil painting, yes. And I still practice. I want to keep up with painting and help show the students how to keep a passion going of painting.
Have you been teaching long?
Nope, this is my first year teaching. I just graduated in December from a college in New York, Albany, New York.
So you must be pretty excited about this, maybe a little bit nervous too?
Yeah, everything at once. It feels overwhelmed, excited, nervous. I'd like to just start and just jump right into it.
I'm Joni Johnson, and teaching biology and advanced biology and aquaculture and advanced aquaculture this year at the high school. It's my second year of teaching, and I'm looking forward this year to having some advanced aquaculture students in the mix. We're going to have a couple of big classes for our egg take and taking those eggs and rearing them till they're fry, and we can release them.
This is for the pink salmon project up at the water treatment plant.
That's correct, yeah. We do our egg take out at Five Mile Creek, so it's good fun. And then it'll be fun just for starters with the advanced or AP biology class. We have the ethnobotanist coming in conjunction with the Rainforest Festival. And so we'll be working with her for a while, too, which is super.
I'm Andy Carlisle. I'm the swim coach for Viking Swim Club and the high school swim team. We've been doing the high school swim team for about 4 weeks now. We're looking pretty good to me. And then next week we'll start with the little guys.
Swimming is a huge sport in Petersburg. Have you already figured that out, probably?
I was really surprised that you have that many bodies in the water for a town of 3,000. I had a town of 40,000 with two towns of 40,000 on either side of us, and we had only 120.
And where are you from originally?
The Portland area, Oregon.
And you were a swim coach there for a while, too?
For a long while, for 25 years.
My name is Derek Arnold. I just moved here from Indiana. I graduated from Indiana University in May, and I will be doing the elementary swim and PE.
And what brought you to Petersburg? Why did you decide to apply for a job in Alaska?
I actually just was looking across all over the country, and Petersburg had PE and swim, which I'm really big into aquatics and swim, so that really drew my attention. I thought it would look fantastic.
So it must be pretty exciting.
It is. Really exciting. Can't wait to get started on Tuesday.